fam, it's Krista
and Jamie
from The Morbid Makers. This week's morbid tale is an urban legend from Louisiana. I don't know about you, but when I move to a new place, I love to learn all about it, the natural and supernatural. So let's settle in for the tale of the Grunch. You heard me right, the Grunch, not the Grinch. Louisiana is no stranger to weird happenings and urban legends, especially in New Orleans, which is where our story takes us. The eastern part of New Orleans is where the legend of the Grunch begins.
New Orleans was founded in 1719 by the French Mississippi Company, under the direction of Jean-Baptiste Lamoine de Bienville. I'm tongue-tied already.
Them French.
It became a diverse city, rapidly growing as Americans, French, Spanish, and Creole French people came to make their fortunes on crops like sugarcane and cotton. This brought in slave labor, bringing in voodoo, which added to the diversity of the city.
During this period, which New Orleans was a newly established city, there was a road on the eastern section of town. This road led to the dead end deep into the woods. This road is called Grunch Road. The story of the Grunch is an old voodoo tale, which is connected to Marie Laveau.
If you don't know who Marie Laveau is, she is the voodoo queen of New Orleans. This version of the tale tells the time Marie Laveau castrated the devil baby when he was born. To stop him from reproducing. The bloody testicle fell from the voodoo queen's hand and formed into a male and female Grunch. Once this was formed, they attacked Marie Laveau.
They nearly killed the voodoo queen. They lashed out, biting, scratching, and punching her until she passed out. When she awoke, the devil baby and the Grunch were gone. And it is said that Marie Laveau was so shaken up, she gave up her voodoo ways and went back being to a good Catholic woman.
Now, this makes sense, since at this time, religion played a huge role on society. This story would stop wayward children and even adults from straying from the religion, because if they did, they would be attacked by the Grunch.
Uh-huh. So it's always like a cautionary tale, right?
Yes.
But the more well-known tale of the Grunch is of an inbred clan of albino dwarf people. The Grunch came from a group of albinos and a group of dwarves who were not accepted in society at the time. They were banished into the woods off of Grunch Road. This is because the people believed they were the creation of the devil themselves. The albino and dwarves began breeding, and then soon inbreeding began, because you can only have so many families. The combination of these abnormalities made them almost human in appearance.
The Grunch was described to be goat-like in appearance, with a leathery or scaly black-gray skin. Mm. Some reports said they have sharp spine with long horns or quills running down their back. They were only 3 to 4 feet tall with glowing eyes. Some said they are to be human-like as well. They can use tools, open doors, and have the intelligence similar to a monkey or even great ape family. While even others say they have a long stench and howl like a wolf or screech like an ape, or even make sounds similar to a banshee. Some even compare it to Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. I know. El Chupacabra is like a Spanish, very Puerto Rican island tale where they have those... The scaly skin, yes. And they eat farm animals, and they're a little creepy. But the albinos and dwarfs of Grunch Road were considered to be a freak show to teenagers and immature adults who would seek them out for a scare and a laugh. That was until farmers, livestock, and people started to disappear.
Wow. So farmers would awake in the morning to find that many of their goats were eaten and also missing. At first, the theory was that maybe a coyote or a wolf, but as they begin to disappear in the alarming rate, the rumor of the Grunch started to swirl around. These rumors were intensified by the sudden disappearance of people along the road, and sightings of the creatures became more frequent.
Remember how we said that the Grunts are considered to be like El Chupacabra? It's because of the way they kill their victims. When the Grunch's victims are found, they are said to be drained of all of their blood through a single hole. and sometimes they have their organs removed as well, opposed to being ripped apart like they would be if it was a coyote or a wolf. Which is kind of creepy, because what would explain that besides something supernatural?
Yes, because even if you bite, you can't just get
one little hole. Especially to get all the blood out of there, and there's no blood on the ground, and the organs are gone. That's creepy to me. I'm sorry.
The stories of the Grunch are prevalent in all the surrounding areas of New Orleans, but it's rumored the real Grunch Road is either in Chalmette, Metairie, or Gentilly. This road has since been paved, and many believe this road became Grannon Road of the Little Woods, which is a neighborhood right off Lake Pontchartrain. Others believe that it is the dead end of sand and oyster shells, leading into the swampy, fur-laden darkness just off Hayden Boulevard. But most encounter the Grunch occur by accident and still happen today. From the deformed inbred clan, to ghosts and floating lights, to hearing strange cries and howls, there are even photos of the infamous Grunch floating around, which keeps the legend growing.
While there is no real evidence of the Grunch, people are definitely encountering something in the swamps around New Orleans. So if you happen to be driving around the outskirts of New Orleans and see a wounded goat on the side of the road, stay in your car and keep driving, lest you want to be another victim of the legend of the Grunch. I looked up some of these Grunch photos online, and they really, really remind me of, Sasquatch or Bigfoot or the Loch Ness, but even blurrier. I attached some of them to our Instagram and Facebook sites. It just looks like little blurry blobs.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny to me, because in this day of age, like, you should be able to take a decent photo.
Yes.
So, I don't know, but there's definitely, definitely something in those woods.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially if you have, there's documentation of just, you know, the one whole blood draining, which is kind of weird.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Supernatural, natural, it's still creepy to me.
Yes, it is.
But, I know this was a short one. But we would like you to share your urban legends with us, because I enjoy learning about urban legends of different areas. We've already done two of Louisiana. So any ideas you guys want to give us, it'd be great. So follow us, like us, hit that notification button. So, don't forget that on our YouTube channel, we have a fun craft.
We're getting into fall.
Fall, finally. I really wish the weather would fall, because this is ridiculous. I don't know about you guys, where you guys live, but in the South, it is hot. If you're not going from air conditioner to air conditioner, you are just outside dying of sweat. But don't forget to like, subscribe, leave us a review, and until next time, be relentless,
be unstoppable,
be the weird.
Bye.
Bye, guys.